The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Today is Wednesday, April 17th. An update about the Notre Dame fire, Trump's second veto of his presidency, and which state is now the latest to deal with more measles. Plus, the newly named highest paid NFL player, how to spot fake reviews on Amazon, and TED Talks making a difference. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Hundreds of millions of dollars in donations have already poured in to help rebuild and restore the iconic Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris, France. People from all over the world have donated for a total of $700 million committed so far. CBS News reports several of the richest families and companies in France have pledged the bulk of that money, including the makeup company L'Oreal. But also the University of Notre Dame in Indiana committed $100,000, and Apple CEO Tim Cook says the company will donate but hasn't said how much. French President Emmanuel Macron doubled down on his promise to rebuild the cathedral and make it even more beautiful. The New York Times reports Macron plans to get it done in 5 years, although some experts say the repairs could take decades. Remember, a massive fire destroyed parts of the historic landmark on Monday. It caused the spire at the top of the cathedral to collapse along with two-thirds of the roof. But the church's structure was saved. Right now, authorities still don't know what caused the fire. They are investigating it as an accident. Multiple reports say the fire could be linked to renovation work. The AP says investigators do plan to interview the workers hired to do those renovations. Stay tuned. President Trump just signed the second veto of his presidency. Both the House and Senate had passed a resolution to cut off U.S. support to the Saudi-led military campaign in Yemen. But President Trump said, not going to happen. The Hill reports he vetoed the bill yesterday, and there aren't enough votes in Congress to override that veto. The president called the measure unnecessary, and he said it would affect U.S. foreign policy, giving Iran a leg up on a U.S. ally, Saudi Arabia. But the Washington Post says Saudi Arabia has not allowed humanitarian aid into Yemen, and thousands of civilians have died. In fact, the United Nations has called it the world's worst humanitarian catastrophe. More severe weather is on its way. AccuWeather says this week, 118 million people are at risk. The storm will start in the plains and parts of the Midwest today. The Weather Channel says the main threat there is large hail, but the area could see tornadoes and damaging winds. Tomorrow, it will head south, and by Friday, the storm will reach the east. Both areas can expect damaging winds, hail, tornadoes, and flooding rain. And some of the areas in the south at risk again were already hit last weekend, with dozens of tornadoes that killed at least 9 people. Also, if you are traveling for Easter or Passover coming up, forecasters say you may see some delays in major cities like Washington, D.C., Philadelphia, and New York City because of some flooding. Another measles update to tell you about. A county in New York is taking extreme measures to stop the infection from spreading. CBS News reports Rockland County officials say they want to ban infected people from public places for up to 21 days. And if they don't follow that rule and they go into public places, they could pay a $2,000 fine per day. In Rockland County alone, 33 more cases were reported within the last 3 weeks. CNN says a measles outbreak hit Michigan because of a man who traveled to Michigan from New York and unknowingly infected dozens of people. The health department says 38 cases of measles in southeast Michigan can be linked just to that one guy. Football player Russell Wilson is now the highest paid player in the NFL. ESPN reports the quarterback just signed a 4-year, $140 million extension with the Seattle Seahawks. He'll make around $35 million per season, which tops Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers. The deal also includes a $65 million signing bonus and a no-trade clause, which means Wilson will likely play for the Seahawks until at least 2023. More news coming up, but first, thank you to this week's sponsor, Swap.com. Have you checked it out yet? I personally get tired of having to spend so much money on brand new clothes with every new season. So I like to mix it up and get a deal. With Swap.com, you can save up to 90% off retail prices from your favorite brands like Lululemon, Carter's, Nike, J.Crew, and Gap. It's a quality thrift store at your fingertips. There are filters to help you sort through the many different options. They have stuff for women's, men's, juniors, kids, baby, and maternity. And if something doesn't fit, they have hassle-free returns within 30 days. Keep this in mind. In the U.S., the average person throws away 70 pounds of textiles each year. So Swap.com is helping give like-new clothing a new home. Go to swap.com/newsworthy to check it out. And the Newsworthy listeners get a special offer. Sign up to get free shipping on your first purchase. Be sure to enter your email to get that offer. Just go to swap.com/newsworthy. That's S-W-A-P, swap.com/newsworthy. Now back to the news. A new investigation found Amazon is flooded with thousands of fake reviews. CNBC reports a UK consumer advocacy group called Which analyzed a bunch of tech products on the site and found unverified, potentially fake, reviews, and that they're helping some products stand out. Which used a headphones listing as an example. They were not a well-known brand, but had more than 400 five-star reviews. The consumer group found they were all unverified, meaning there's no proof the person reviewing the item actually bought it. And all those reviews were posted on the same day. Amazon says it's investing a bunch of resources to protect the reviews system, including automated technology to weed out any fake reviews. In the meantime, here's how you can spot the shady ones on your own. The BBC suggests checking the dates of the reviews. If a lot of them were posted during the same time period, they may be computer generated or fake. Actually, read the reviews as well, not just the five-star ratings. And you can even filter out reviews that are not verified. There are more and more subscription clothing boxes for kids. Walmart is the latest to announce one. TechCrunch says the company is partnering with Kidbox to offer personalized seasonal boxes for children. Think Stitch Fix for kids. Like any subscription service, parents can fill out a short style quiz online. Then a box will be sent every season with 4 or 5 items in it. The boxes will cost about $50. And earlier this month, Rent the Runway announced it's offering Rent the Runway Kids, at least for girls. Most of the styles are for special occasions right now, but the company says it does plan to offer everyday clothing soon. You've probably heard of TED Talks. Well, TED is part of a new project to help other nonprofits get attention and funding to reach their most ambitious goals. It's the second year of what's called the Audacious Project. The chosen nonprofits lay out their biggest dream on the TED stage, and the project also helps them raise millions of dollars to reach those goals. The nonprofits work on everything from protecting the environment to helping children get an education. Today's show host, Hoda Kotb, is officially a new mom again. E! News says Kotb adopted her second daughter. She shared the news during a phone call into the Today Show yesterday. Kotb named her new daughter Hope Catherine. This is the anchor's second child. She adopted her first daughter, Haley, 2 years ago. Kotb says she is so happy she's here. And that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening. If you want to read more about any of the stories we talked about, just head on over to the homepage of thenewsworthy.com, click episodes, and check out today's date. You'll find all the story sources and links right there. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning. I'll be back with more news tomorrow. Have a great day.